By way of introduction to the Sefer HaTanya, we will continue reading from the Rishim of the Siddiqui Rebbe. He writes that the Chosid Reb Chanoich Hendel used to tell in the name of the Chosid Reb Tzvi, who was the Shechet in the city of Smilyan, who was known among Chassidim as Hirshel de Varemer, or Hirshel de Bren. It's told about him that the Alter Rebbe once put his hand on his head when he was a little boy, and the Alter Rebbe said, Avarimer Ingo. And so he was known as Reb Hirshel de Varemer. And the Chosid, Reb Chanoich Hendel, would repeat in his name, in the name of Reb Hirshel Varemer, that which he heard when he was a bacher, when he was studying, in the name of the famous Chosid Reb Yankiv of Smilyan. The Alter Rebbe, Reb Yankiv Smilyan, related, would daven for the Amud on the day of the Yahrzeit of the Magid, which is Yutes Kislev. He would daven all three tefillos, Maariv, Shacharis, and Mincha, for the Amud. He would lead the davening. And after Maariv, he would say a Torah, he would say a Maimer, B'Yechidus, as was the custom in those days. And after Mincha, he would say a Maimer in public. In the year Tavkuf Nun Zayin, the Yahrzeit for the Magid came out on a Monday. It was Parshas Vayeshev, and the Rebbe davened for the Amud, as was his custom every year. Earlier, at the end of the year Tavkuf Nun Vav, when the Shluchim, the Chassidim, Reb Moshe, Reb Pinchas, Reb Yitzchak Moshe, came back from their visit to the Tzaddikim, Reb Yehuda Leib Kayin, and Reb Shulam Zusi Anapoli, when they went there to consult with them concerning the printing of the Tanya, the Alter Rebbe, then in Elul of Tavkuf Nun Vav, notified the printers of Slavita that he agrees to have the Tanya printed, but on the condition that it be completed no later than the beginning of Kislev in the following year, Tavkuf Nun Zayin, and that it should immediately be brought, the first printings should be brought immediately to Lozhna. The knowledge of the Alter Rebbe's decision to print the Tanya quickly spread among Anash, among Hasidim, and it brought about a great joy. However, when it came to the second half of the month of Cheshvan, and they still hadn't heard from Slavita that the final printing or the final pages had been printed in order that it be able to be ready at the beginning of Kislev, so that Chassidim would be able to study it on the Yahrzeit of the Magid on Yutes Kislev, this caused the Alter Rebbe great pain. And on the Yahrzeit itself, you could see on the Alter Rebbe's face a deep pain. As mentioned already, the Yahrzeit came out on a Monday, Parsha Vayeshev. When it came to Kriyas HaTorah, the Alter Rebbe himself read the Parsha, and for Koyin, he called up the Chosid of Elimelech Yanover, and Levi was the Chosid of Zelig from Ula, and Shlishi was the Rebbe himself. Chassidim, Reb Yankiv Smilyan relates, were frightened and awed to hear the manner with which the Alter Rebbe read the Parsha, and the Kavana with which he read it, and particularly the last psukim, where it says, Vayisapir el Oviv, that Yosef told his dreams to his father, Vayikanu, etc., and the brothers were jealous, the Oviv Shomar es Hadova, and that the father, Yankiv, waited to see. When he finished these words, the Oviv Shomar es Hadova, when he finished the words and his father, the Yankiv, waited to see how the matter will resolve itself, the Alter Rebbe gave a deep krecht. When he said the Bracha Shenosan Lonu, his voice trembled. And the Kaddish, after the laning, the Rebbe said with great dveikus. And after completing the Kaddish, the Alter Rebbe remained leaning on the table for a long time. On the second day of Chanukah, Chav Vav Kislev, a special delivery arrived from Slavita, bringing with it 200 copies of the first 200 copies of the Tanya that had been printed on the Tuesday, the 20th of Kislev. When when they showed it to the Alter Rebbe, the Alter Rebbe gazed at it for a long time and finally said, Rabbeis machshoves belev ish. Many are the thoughts of man. My desire was that the printing should be done by the beginning of Kislev, so that on the day of the yahrzeit of my teacher, of the Maggid, it would be able to be studied. But atzas Hashem, hisakum. But God's plan is what prevails. And the printing was completed on the 20th of the month. And then he repeated, twice and three times, Chaf Kislev, Chaf Kislev, Chaf Kislev. And then concluded and said, Kol Ovid Rachmano Letav Ovid. All that God does is for the good. Not a single one among us, the Yankov Smilan relates, even the Alter Rebbe's sons, did not understand what the pain was concerning the delay of the printing, and why the Alter Rebbe repeated Chaf Kislev three times, and we wondered about it. At the beginning of Cheshvan, Tavkuf Nun Ches, Rabbi Yankov Smilyan continues, I had to travel across the country to collect money for the settlements in Eretz Yisrael, in the Holy Land. And the Alter Rebbe told me that wherever I would go, wherever Hasidim lived, I should tell them that they should study the Tanya diligently. And on Shabbos, Parshas Vayeshev, which was Chaf Kislev, they should study, Anash should study, in all their settlements, wherever they live, the first two prakim of the first part of Tanya, and the first Pesach of the second part of Tanya. And this too left us wondering. We were amazed. However, when Tav Kuf Nun Tes came around, when the Alter Rebbe came out of imprisonment on Tuesday, Yud Tes Kislev, and was brought into the house of Misnagit, and only late at night, when it was already Chaf Kislev, was he finally freed from all of his suffering, then we realized and remembered how the Alter Rebbe had mentioned Chaf Kislev three times. And we heard clearly, explicitly, from the Alter Rebbe's sons, who said that the 2 years of the study of Tanya with great devotion and Aveda is what saved the Alter Rebbe from death. And the thousands upon thousands and tens of thousands of angels that were created from the letters and the words of the Tanya, they all pleaded the Alter Rebbe's case in heaven, and that's why he eventually prevailed. Today, Chaf Kislev, the shir of the Tanya is the Haskomas Harabonim Sheichu B'nei Hagoin HaMachaber Zuchreini Levrocha Neshmosi Eden. This is the approbation of the rabbis, may they live long, who are the sons of the author of blessed memory. The Alter Rebbe's sons write, Hiye Shehuska Metzleinu Liten Rishus V'Hurmana Lahalis al Michbash Hatfus Lezichrim B'nei Yisrael. Since we had agreed to grant permission and authorization for the printing of the as a remembrance for the children of Israel, Kosov Divya Yeshiv Emes, the writings of truth and right and uprightness, Divya Likim Chayim Shaladinenu Avinu Merenu Verabenu, the words of the living God, as Hasidus is called, written by our master, our father, our Lord and teacher of blessed memory, Ksuvim Liksav Yodei HaKdeisha Ba'atzmei Ulisheni HaKodesh, written personally by his own hand and in his own saintly expression, Shekol Dvorov Kigachali Eish Be'areis, whose words are like burning fiery coals, Yalhivu HaLevovis, that ignites the heart, Lekarvon La'avim Shebashamayim, and draws the people, the ones who study or hear the words, nearer to their Father in heaven. Ubishem Ikreis HaKedesh Nikro, and they are known or called holy letters. Sherubam Hoyu Igreis Sheluach Me'es Kveik Dushosi, because most of them in their original form were letters that were sent by the Alter Rebbe. La'am Hashem, to the to the Jewish people, God's people, haderech yelchubo v'hamaisa shiyasen, in which they were guided in the way that they should go and in the deeds that they should do. U'machmas shebekamo mekemes hitziv leitziyenim b'seifel l'kuti amorim shalei. And inasmuch as our father made many references in many places to his Sefer Likutei Amorim, which eventually became the first part of the Tanya, the Divrei Torah Aniyim B'Mokim Echad V'Ashirim B'Mokim Achir, and the words of Torah are scanty in one place and ample in another, as the expression goes, so that some subjects in Egeres HaKedosh are more fully elucidated in Likutei Amorim and vice versa. Especially also since the Geras HaKedosh introduces new material which relates to the same subjects as in Likutei Amorim, and this comes in the form of a Kuntres Achren, the later pamphlet, which is on certain chapters of the Tanya itself, which he wrote when he was composing the Sefer Likutei Amorim, the first part of the Tanya. And so it seemed appropriate to add the Kuntres Achren and the Igeres HaKedosh to the Tanya itself. Pilpul v'iyun omik al divrei zeyar v'eitz chayim u'priyetz chayim. It contains profound discussions and insights into certain statements of the Zeyar and the Eitz Chayim, u'priyetz chayim, shenirim kiseisim zeyazeh, which appear at first glance to be contradictory. Uveruach mevinose miyashvam kol dibur aleifanov, and in his understanding, the Alter Rebbe resolves each of these passages according to its context. Shekosav b'Likutei Amorim, as he writes in Likutei Amorim, so ro'o ro'inu, we therefore found it appropriate, sh'ro'i v'nochin l'chabrim im sefer Likutei Amorim v'igeres ha'tshuva, that it is appropriate and proper to join these two sections, Igeres HaKedosh and Kuntres Achren, to the first two parts of Tanya, which are called Likutei Amorim and Igeres HaTshuva, of our father, Adineinu, Avinu, Meireinu, V'Rabbeinu, Zuchreinu, L'Vrochem. Ilozeis, and therefore, Bonu Lahatil, Guda Rabba, V'Gzeiras, Nachish, D'Rabbonon. We therefore come to place a great fence, a prohibition, and an excommunication ban, represented by the letters Nachish, which stands for Nidui Chedem Shamta, three forms of excommunication of the rabbis, for which there is no remedy. The less loss vasa, and that is shelo yodim ishes yodei lahatfis ketavnisam oizeh b'leizeh, that no man should dare to print these discourses in their present form, in other words, collected as they are, or separately, one without the other. Meshechom eshonem meyem dolamata, for a period of 5 years from the date listed below. Beram kigain dot tzaruch leidoya. However, this also must be made known, shebaveniseinu harabim, that because of our sins, misfortunes, sofu tomu kisve yodei hakdeisha ba'atzmei, the manuscripts which were originally written by the Alter Rebbe himself, the manuscripts of the second parts of the Tanya, the Geras HaKedosh and the Kuntres Achren, had been destroyed, they were lost. They were written and composed with great precision, not a single superfluous letter or a deficient letter. And all that remains from all that abundant material is this small section, a small part of it, which has been gathered and collected one by one from the copies that existed among Hasidim. So it wasn't the original handwriting of the Alter Rebbe. The im himotzi timotzi ezitos. Should there therefore be any errors discovered in the writings, and shgiyes mi yovin, because who can avoid errors? If yimtza hatos the mukach mitos sefer v'hakavona tihye brura, you will find that the mistake is obviously an error of copy, a scribal error, a scribal slip, but the meaning of the writing will be understood, will be clear. Na'um This is a declaration made by Dave Ber Ben Adeni Ovi Meiri Verabi Hagoyen Achosid Gdei Shisro Ma'an Ove Rabna Shnei Yezalman Zuchayin Elavrocha Nishmasa Begin Zimereim. This is a declaration by Dave Ber, the son of the Rebbe, of the Alter Rebbe, and Chaim Avram Ben Adeni Ovi Meiri Verabi Hagoyen Achosid Ma'an Ove Rabna Shnei Yezalman Zeicha Tzadok Lavrocha Nishmasa Begin Zimereim. It is also a declaration made by Reb Chaim Avram, the son of the Alter Rebbe. Unu'um Meishe ben Adeni Ovi Meir v'Rabbi Hagoyen Achosid Shnei Zalman Tzuchreini Levrocha Nishmas Begin Zimereim. Also a declaration made by Reb Meishe, the son of the Alter Rebbe. The Rebbe Zal Gesund Sein, the Rebbe Shlita makes a comment that to date I have found no explanation for the variations in the titles with which each of the Alter Rebbe's sons describes his father, and why each in succession omits two words from the signature of the one before him, as the text appears in all the editions beginning with that of 1900. It's been suggested that at the time of the signing of this Haskama, the first signer, the Alter Rebbe's successor, the Mittler Rebbe, was himself a Rebbe, a saint in Israel. He therefore emphasizes the Alter Rebbe's greatness as consisting of that of being a saint in Israel. The second signer was at the time a Rav, a halachic authority. He therefore places the emphasis on the Alter Rebbe's greatness as consisting of that of being a master and teacher. The third signer was then a Gaon and a Chosid, as is known from the traditions handed on by the leaders of Chabad, and he therefore emphasizes the Alter Rebbe's greatness as a Gaon and Chosid. In the same vein, we could also understand the distinctive phrase, the memory of the Tzaddik be blessed, in the second signature, based on the tradition that the second signer was outstanding in his righteousness and humility. In today's Hayem Yom, for the 20th of Kislev, the Rebbe writes, Hatfosa Sefer Shel Beinanim, Sefer HaTanya, Bepam HaRishayna, Nigmera Yom Gimel Chof Kislev, Tovkuf Nun Zayim Bislavita. The first printing of the Sefer Shel Beinanim, which is the Tanya, was completed on a Tuesday, the 20th of Kislev, 1796, in Slavita. Kailo, it includes Chelek Rishon, which is called Sefer Shel Beinanim, Chelek Sheni, the second part, which is called Chinuch Koton, and Shara Yichud Ve'emunah. The third part is the Geres HaTshuva, Ma'adura Kama, Nitfasa L'Rishena, in Zalkvi, in Tovkuf Nun Tes. The Geres HaTshuva, the first edition, was printed in Zalkvi in 1799. The second edition, first printing, was in Shklov in 1806. Igeres HaKedesh, the first printing was in Shklov in 1814. The corrected version of all four parts was printed in Vilna, though it's called the Ram edition, and it was printed in 1900 and has been reprinted many times since.